you know that the mountain that you're climbing is Truth Mountain. You know that that which you long for is quite well within your reach. Revering Buddhas and ancestors, we are one with Buddhas and ancestors. We are bathed in the compassion of those who have practiced before us. We have the sympathy of those who have profoundly awakened to this one truth. The compassion of those who have been able to realize that there is nothing outside this one truth, the truth of our oneness. Revering Buddhas and ancestors, we are one with Buddhas and ancestors. It still seems to you, however, that there is something besides truth, doesn't it? It seems to you still that something is somehow wrong or not right. Just set aside your body and mind, forget about them. Our habit, our karmic tendency, the habit that you grasp, my opinion, my idea, my body, you hang on to it for dear life. So that's why we say, just set aside, forget about body and mind. Let go of I, me, mine, my opinion, my view, my body. Of course, this is not to suggest that you toss yourself down into the valley. Rather, throw mind and body into the house of Buddha. The words sound so simple, the house of Buddha. But where is the house of Buddha? Where? Do you look off? Do you search elsewhere? The house of Buddha. The house of Buddha. You are as you are now here, the master of the house of Buddha. The territory is so very familiar. It is your every moment, the house of Buddha. But the habit of me, self-cherishing, is ever ready to take over. I can't just stay in the house. I have to go out to move this body around, to go to work. You want to rely on this self, this I, me, mine. How does the house of Buddha look? The sky is clear and the sun appears. Rain falls and the earth is moistened. Everything is explained without restraint, yet how few are able to catch it. When it does become apparent, you will finally understand that there never was any need to be confused looking off, never any need to, armed with your own perspective, go in search of it. It is so very familiar. The house of Buddha. Even in the greatest trembling of the earth, the greatest quake, this house doesn't budge an inch. To describe it still more stringently, the explosion of all the atomic bombs created by selfish, self-serving human beings would fail to phase this truth. Not phased, not harmed. Dayan Roshi used to say that while the bombs could destroy our planet Earth, the house of Buddha remains untouched. Truth is never harmed, never destroyed, never deluded, regardless of our failure to recognize it. Yet Dhyanarasama continued in Dokusan well into his 80s to encourage us, to try to make us see it, prodding us to break through that first barrier. He would strike us with piercing force. For those who had broken through that first barrier, of course, they could not help but continue ever more ardently this step. It seemed that Dhyanarasa could find the most painful place to strike. And he never indulged us, never cut us any slack. The pain pierced our bones. He never tried to miss our bones, it seems. He never tried to miss, so that it was never a case of only being the sound, but not the feeling of the Kyosaku. He was no mean master. You, as you are, now, here. You are this blessed, this very blessed. You have so very much to treasure. Every time, every place, so much to treasure. It would be so natural for you to be able to say good, fine, to whatever you encounter. Because everything comes to you just right, just as it is to be. This is the house in which you move freely at all times. Just set aside body and mind, forget about them. Unless you courageously set aside, forget body and mind, you will not be able to recognize that you are the master of the house. You will be left searching enviously, looking off for satisfaction, looking around for the house of Buddha. We have already passed the midpoint of our sesshin. I don't think anyone is still confused or lost, baffled about what to do. But if you allow yourself to sit back and take it easy, if you are not vigilant, you can easily get caught up in head trips. You will get lost in your own reasoning. Be vigilant. Just set aside body and mind. Forget about them. Throw yourself into the house of Buddha. Then all is done by Buddha. Yes. Because you've bravely let go of your own self-serving judgments and evaluations. That's what you're doing. You're just doing this practice. Just. Then you will be able to tell me what a vast, immense house is the house of Buddha. You will be able to tell me that no tremor can weaken this house. You will say to me, everything is good. When you throw yourself into the house of Buddha, you are free from birth and death and become a Buddha without effort or calculation. Just earnestly, with the one with the flow of the instant, flexible, one with the entirety in each and every encounter. Just do this one doing. And again, just do this one doing. I, me, mine disappears. Do not seek to remain in any state, to hold on to any state of mind. Of course, you will have a tendency to want to hold on to what feels good or what feels right. Don't give in to judging mind. Don't try to hold your ground. Trying to hold your ground is looking off. Open your palms wide and let go. And let go. And let go. Let go of everything. There is no comfortable, uncomfortable. There is no easy, difficult. There is just earnestly pouring yourself into this one doing. Just sitting. Shkantaza. Just. I caution you again, this is not just sitting lost in your own world, in your own thoughts. Just sitting. Letting go. 10,000 miles, the single iron rail of Mu. This one doing, soaked to the marrow in Mu. This one doing, again, this one Mu. Again, this one doing. You know that you can't take it easy. It's not being carefree. Those who in past lives were not enlightened must now attain enlightenment. Those who in past lives were not enlightened must now attain enlightenment. Do not be careless. Chitante, chitante, chitante. Just doing. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.